99.9 Radio USA. Rain is a good thing. That's Luke Bryan, 6:53, and we're at 45 degrees, and we've got great music from Jake Owen. His song Days of Gold is on the way. Right now, though, it's time to get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Michigan woman had to admit that she wasn't using her noodle when she appeared in court to enter a guilty plea in a case where she tried to rob a bank with a bomb. That was actually just two cans of spaghetti sauce. Ophelia Neal walked into the branch bank and told the teller to hand over all the cash in her till because she had an explosive device hidden in her purse. Well, the clerk, who was jarred by the request, did as told and passed an undisclosed amount of dough to Neal, who fled in a car driven by an accomplice. Well, cops caught up with the vehicle a short time later and nabbed Neal, discovering that the only explosive device she had maybe would have caused a gas attack. It was the spaghetti sauce. She's due to be sentenced next month. How about this? A Georgia man who was apparently intent on making a run for the border ended up behind bars instead after running into the glass exterior of his local Taco Bell three times in one evening. Cops responded to the sound of screeching tires and a screeching woman. They found Armando Lupercio pulling his truck away from a tree that he'd crashed into and then driving straight into the side of the restaurant. As the officer watched from his cruiser, the 19-year-old drove around the building and slammed into it again and then backed up to give it a third whack. After watching a fourth collision, the officer got out of his car and drew his weapon to coax the driver out, only to have him stagger over drunkenly and insist the gas pedal was to blame. He was booked on a number of charges, including DUI, criminal damage, and aggravated assault. And finally, an Iowa man probably should have taken a chill pill before calling the cops because he ended up behind bars for dialing 911 to complain that he'd been stiffed on a deal to illegally sell painkillers to a friend. Daniel Noel Sr. phoned the fuzz to moan that he'd handed over more than 200 pills, which should have netted him about $300, but he ended up empty-handed, and when his first call didn't get the intended results, he called three more times to 911 to ask what was taking them so long to get there. Well, when deputies arrived to take Noel's statement, he told them he didn't know it was illegal to sell prescription drugs, and he said he needed the cash to buy groceries. Well, a search of his home turned up a recently used crack pipe, which he admitted was his. There you go. There's your weird news this morning. It's 6:56.
Get the new 2013 Ford Focus today.